This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this afternoon on your Monday. Hello, troops.
Oh, hello, everyone.
We've got another song going on.
No.
Oh, no, get rid of that.
We don't need that, do we?
No, we don't need that just now.
No, later.
No, later.
What just happened? I feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
Well, something really weird's happening with the studio. So okay. If we go off air this afternoon, people, don't worry about it. There's plenty of other radio stations.
Hey, happy Monday, everyone. Dollface, Timothy, Damien. Yeah,
As a gay man, I'm really excited about the interview that we've got coming up this afternoon.
Why do you have to reduce everything to sleaze?
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying we've got the very handsome Larry Dean coming in, who's a comedian, a Scottish comedian.
How much of his comedy
Scottish
did you know
gay
before?
Comedian.
How much of his comedy did you know before we found out we had the interview?
I did a little bit of research on the weekend. I did a little bit of I YouTubed him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And all I heard was Shaft music in the background.
Oh, God.
That was it.
Did you listen?
Oh, Captain Leary in the corner.
What? Yes.
I think the problem with the Rolling Stones is that they have all lulled us into a false sense of security that they will be here forever, for all time.
Well,
they are humans.
And he's so humble too. He says, oh, you know, I really hate letting people down, the crowd. He's born to be an artist, wasn't he, to perform in front of people and give them happiness.
So, at 75, what do you think he's going to now find what his calling was? I'm pretty sure he's all over that.
Yeah, good point. Really good point, actually.
Mind you, the way we're going, it's going to take us to 75 to find what we're good at.
Who we got now, Timbo?
Oh, we're back on track. We've got Casually by Alexander.
Oh, that sounds great.
Alexander.
I know, they're two words.
Oh, is it?
No, it is.
It's on the sheet. Alexander.
Why don't you split it up some more? Alexander.
This one came in and said, I didn't know Anna pushed out two kids.
Oh, I did say I've got two. I'm a single mother of two daughters. I've got two four-legged friends at home.
At least they're listening.
They are listening.
You just need to be able to articulate yourself.
Oh, hello.
If you're going to criticise someone about articulation, you might want to articulate it.
Oh, yeah.
Now you've got a little story. Yeah, speaking of one of my daughters, so I was walking Pepperoni the other morning and we've gone early in the morning and we're having a coffee and I was speaking to Dollface Dean Murphy on the phone at the time and then all of a sudden I went, oh, I left the keys at home. And Dean's like, oh, well, I've got spare keys. And he's like, okay, I'll come around. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I just had this strong coffee. Well, it wasn't strong, but it was coffee.
Enough.
We all know what that does. So I walk home and I'm like, I'm just waiting. Then all of a sudden I'm on the side of the street thinking, oh, my God. This is not going to go well, really.
See, I wish I'd known this whilst driving down there to drop the keys off in Glen Huntly.
Stop and get some milk.
Down the street, just very, look at her go. Oh, she's run into the bush. She's run into the bush.
No, seriously, I was sweating. There was sweat happening. And anyway, so I'm sitting there thinking this is going to be absolutely horrifying. I'm outside my house. I can't get in there. So I'm sweating. I'm just thinking, oh, my God, hurry up. Hurry up. So Dean's turned up in the car with his friend Shane and like just turned off the car and given me his keys. And I've run with the dog into the house. Man must have taken her lead off as we got into the house. And I've just run through the house and just got on the toilet, you know, as you do to...
What did you call it this morning?
I said, I was touching cloth, doll. It was
touching
terrible.
Cloth. I was touching cloth. I'm going to get a T-shirt, put it up.
Touching cloth. Anyway, so, which is really, I'm sorry for everyone at home. Anyway, but this was the situation. So anyway, so I'm in there and next minute I hear the dog just turns around and runs and it's peak hour. Like it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. It's really busy street outside my house. And Dean and Shane are in the car. I'm thinking they're going to be looking at their phones. They won't see this black dog run out and she's going to get run over. So I'm in the toilets doing what I need to do and yelling at the dog going, Pepper, come back, well, at this, the door's already open and shut, right? So I'm like, oh my God.
I know in that situation when you're doing that movement,
yes.
But with that coming out, your projection, you're going to be pushing that out even quicker.
I know. Ooh. Well, it was quick.
That's clever.
Laying fast cable.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it was a very quick excavation or evacuation. And
whatever.
Anyway, so I quickly just like bolted through the house because I was screaming at her. And there on the other side of my flywire door was my black puppy jumping on her back legs trying to get back into the house.
What an obedient little girl she has become. She has become.
Anyway, yeah, that was my story.
I like starting the show in the first half an hour having a poo story. Yeah. It's really, really good. Usually it's other people's.
That's
not,
right.
Not necessarily
not so close
my co-host.
To home.
But I think it's a universal bringer together.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah,
more poo stories than you can poke a stick at, hey?
Oh, Murphy's Law.
I've got a story for you, Anna Murphy.
Have you?
We're going to take you over to London. Ooh. Suspected organised criminals have been stuffing the bodies of dead rats with drugs, phones and cash and throwing them over the walls of a British prison to get contraband to inmates.
What were they
now,
think
apparently,
of next?
The guards, now how switched on to these guards? The guards at this prison in Dorset, southwest England, grew suspicious when they found the bodies of three rats. They became really suspicious. The rats had long stitches along the stomachs. They were like, something's fishy about that.
Or ratty. No,
and the fact that it's raining rats, like, didn't help. But it's absolutely full of, like, SIM cards, cigarette papers, drugs, cannabis, synthetic substitute for tobacco, the whole lot inside the rat. Smart. Clever.
Synthetic substitutes for tobacco.
Yes, well, I'm not making up the story.
Out of that whole story, that's what caught my attention. I just don't understand what synthetic...
Yeah, synthetic pot.
No, you said tobacco.
Oh, I don't know. I don't smoke it, so I don't know. That's a good story. I love that one. Anna Murphy, don't forget Larry Dean's coming in this afternoon.
The amazing.
He's a Scotsman.
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. He's gay. He thinks he's pasty and look like, what did he call himself? Voldemort.
Yeah. Yeah. But he doesn't. He's absolutely gorgeous. And so we'll be playing that interview when he turns up a little later. Playing that interview. Oh, that was... We've already spoken to him. I've ruined the illusion.
Okay, so the whole thing with radio is...
So we couldn't see him during the show, so we pre-recorded it and we've just run from Studio A to Studio B and we're all flustered.
It's a bit frantic.
And so now everyone at home knows that we came in here early and saw Larry Dean.
Yep. Anyway, the interview is good.
8 years in radio.
The interview is good. I would say it's in our top 10 interviews. So.
Yeah, well, that's good because I just train wrecked the rest of the show. Anyway, thanks for hanging in there and staying with us, guys.
This woman is lucky. She's 104 and she's ticking off the bucket list, as you would if you're 104.
Oh, yes.
One of her things that she had on the bucket list is that she actually... Because she's been so good for all her life, like she's always played the rules right and done everything right, she just wanted to be arrested and thrown in the back of a divvy van.
Amazing.
At 104. Aww. And they did. They went down to the nursing home and they arrested her. But she's got dementia, so she might have just forgotten what was going on for a brief moment or two.
Yeah, that could be dangerous. Imagine if you're in the nursing home and someone was videoing it with a mobile phone. They didn't know about the bucket list. Like, this is how you're treating my mother.
How Nancy's being ported off.
Oh, my God. She's been gone. Oh, my God.
They went down. They fingerprinted her down at the station. Be very careful. Very careful how that came out of my face. She had a lovely old time down there. And it's time for another track. Don't you know
you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. It's the time we head out to the roads this afternoon. The Calder Freeway outbound is desperately trying to print off the bio so we can interview Larry Dean at 8 minutes. Eastern Freeway can't work out why everything is printing out landscape and not portrait at 15 minutes. Monash Freeway, now the bloody thing is jammed and I'm starting to sweat at 53 minutes. And Princess Freeway got it all sorted right on time at 12 minutes. And that is your pre-recorded Larry Dean interview version of the traffic. I was just wondering, is... Blah, 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 is that a technical term for anything to do with the roads or the trains?
Yes, it's a technical term for Larry Dean's coming up live on the show later on this hour.
You know the old adage, if you make a mistake on stage, do it again so that way the audience think it's their fault.
Yeah, that's right. I thought you should throw a little topic out. Are you a pacey walker or a slow dawdler.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm pacey.
In traffic, yes, across an intersection.
Oh, dear, I feel a story coming
up. No, because yes, I just want to know, because some people like to think when the little green man goes that it's their God-given right just to go slow.
I know, how very dare you.
As you're trying to turn around the corner in your car and there's just that slow walker who has their headphones on or maybe talking to a friend and decides, I'm not going to go slow, I'm just going to actually almost sit down and have a nap. That's how slow they're going.
Just meandering.
Are you that person or are you the quick walker? And we'll choose someone.
Quick walker or a dawdler. And if you're a dawdler, could you just like put a little aside on your message? Tell me what makes you think you're allowed to do that. I want to know. Jenny has said, I dawdle, I won't be rushed. Okay.
That's
thanks,
fine.
Jenny, fair enough. Tim said, fast paced, move it or lose it. I'm with you, Tim. And
here's
this
one from Little
one,
Jason from Ivanhoe.
Yes, says, I'm a fast paced walk up no matter where I am, and I absolutely hate it when little snails decide to walk in front of me all over their place with their arms swinging and hitting me in the nuts. Oh. Also, if there is anybody walking towards me with a mobile phone up at their face while they are looking down at a mobile phone, it is highly likely I am not going to get out of their way.
Wow. Nicholas Cage, Anna Murphy, what's going on there?
No, well, look, the thing is, earlier this week he filed for an annulment 4 days after his recent wedding, and this is the fourth time he's been married.
He can't get it together, can he?
Well, he really can't. I'm starting to think it might be, you know, life mimicking art, as they say, because this time he claims in his court papers, he didn't understand what was happening because he was too drunk.
Well, hey, that's a fair point.
Well, I'm just thinking, at age 55 and 4 weddings in, I think perhaps maybe it's time we start making better choices.
Life choices,
Nicholas.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking, and who's the guy or woman that married them when they were that inebriated that they couldn't? Like, who's, this is not responsible service of anything.
Times are tough with the church.
Oh, my God.
Times on seats.
I don't think it would have been a church doll. It was Vegas.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And in something else I stumbled across.
Here we go.
Tinder users will no longer be able to lie about their height.
Anna Murphy! Oh, no, sorry, age. I thought that meant age. I thought he was going to say age.
Like, I can't believe how you pointed at me, like, for one.
No, height's fine. Age,
not
you've got
on
to,
the
got
apps.
To get that together.
And men are very upset.
About lying about their height?
Yes.
So, yeah, I know.
Yeah. How high was your last one? On Tinder.
Do you know what? There was no heart attached to that. That's the only heart, like,
because there is none.
Well, now there will be.
Stop being so rude.
Tinder has had a height verification badge for a while, now they're making it compulsory.
To put your heart on there.
No, but you also have to verify it.
You
have to send in a photo of yourself standing next to any commercial building. Tinder's algorithm will then verify if you're really as tall as you say
you are.
Kidding?
Oh, I love this.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's great.
And men are outraged.
Oh, well, like, yeah, half the ones I meet would be. Mind you, I've not been on one of those apps in a very, very long time. And when I tried to look at it the other day, they've changed it up so much I didn't know how to use it.
Modern technology.
You know, it's really confused me.
What you're saying is, oh, I was going to say something.
Does this come back to that comment about age?
Yeah, I think so. Thanks, Simon. Oh, my God.
Simon, I can't believe you just went about her age. She's already depressed. Look at her. That tired, depressed thing over there in the corner.
Hey, what's with the tired, depressed thing in the corner business?
Thank you, Simon.
Anyone would be tired and depressed working next to you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Get
Come
out.
On, Simon.
Out. Get out.
Yes.
Now, Pamela's. This stage just keeps on getting better. Are you a... Oh, I forgot the topic now. What was
it? A dawdler or a fast-pacer.
Fast-paced walker across an intersection or a dawdler. You know how people, when you're in the car and you're trying to get around the corner and they're on their phones and they're just dawdling?
Do you honk? Do you honk in that situation?
No, I just scream in the car, like frantic, like road rage, but they can't hear me. But, you know, are you...
Simo from East, Paris End of East St Kilda. G'day, Simo. Said, just letting you know, I'm definitely a fast-pacedy and slow coaches drive me nuts, especially 2 and 3 astride, totally hogging the footpath.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good on you.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. Ah, I just did my neck on that one.
Are you serious?
As we head out to the roads.
You've only got to use your mouth, not the whole body.
The colder outbound is stuck behind a dawdler and is starting to lose it at 8 minutes. The Eastern Outbound is reading Facebook while walking across the road at 14 minutes. Monash Outbound is an 85-year-old with a walking stick and is only a quarter of the way across the lot when the light starts blinking red at 52 minutes. And the Princess Outbound has flown across the intersection on rollerblades at 12 minutes. And that is your dawdlers versus fast-paced walkers version of the traffic brought to you by My Busted Neck.
Oh, wow. This show is busted.
Yes, this one from Brad said, FFS, move it or lose it. They're called pedestrian crossings for a reason, i.e. you cross and get out of the way.
Yes.
If you were supposed to stroll, take your time, yeah, have a natter to people going the other way, they'd call it a park.
Get it off your chest, Brad.
Oh,
the dance
Joy
moves
90,
that we're going in, on in the studio.
4.9, we just had jazz hands.
As an ex-dancer, yes, an ex-professional, do you find when songs like that come on that you just get this urge to just break out into dance?
Yeah, I'm just overtook by the rhythm.
Oh, look at him go.
Is that a word? Have
slave
a talk?
Slave to the rhythm.
The other curse as a retired dancer is you have to walk in time to music.
Yes.
That might explain why I'm a fast walker.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your word.
Why are you listening to fast music in your head?
What about if you've got like an Adele
song going
on?
I'm off.
What about an Adele slow song?
Not when I'm walking. No time.
Here's one for you, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
And there's a woman in a part of the world that earns a lot of money. Basically, she earns $40,000 a year. She's a professional hugger.
What?
She hugs people. That's what she does. People actually ring her up and say, I need a hug. She earns 40K a year hugging people.
I
didn't know that was a thing, but it's good.
We could
supplement.
No, I've only just learned how to hug you lot. I know you.
Yeah,
I
you had a great hugger. She was Annette Murphy for years was a very much a distant hugger.
Right.
She'd get up close to you. And she still struggles with it. She could little sort of doesn't.
Well,
really
in fairness, I have gigantic cans. And they do tend to get in the way.
I just
feel a little creepy, like with people I don't know, just forcing my massive boobs onto them.
That's not an advertisement. I don't know what it is.
You should be a professional hugger.
Pity you're on a gay
just
radio
come
session.
Come on, like, you know, my cushions here, just rub their face in between it. It becomes very Benny Hill.
So don't you
like
think
if
you
I was
could
flat chested, it'd be different. I'd get right up in there.
But for cash, don't you think you could get the girls out and just push
no, you're not getting it. It's not a nude cuddle. You're not getting a nude cuddle.
You get up the ante.
No, these girls don't need to go out anywhere. They're not even going out socially these days. It's just closed up shop at this end.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my goodness gracious. 40,000 years for cuddling. $40,000, I mean, for cuddling.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what the going rate is, apparently.
I would want more than that, I'm telling you right
supplement
now.
Supplement this income that we're not making out of Joy. We just go into Burke Street after the show and start hugging people.
Since the show's
cash.
Been going so well, I could just invite them all up here during the songs and everyone can just motorboat me for 30 seconds. What do you think?
Oh, God. We interrupt whatever you were doing on this fine autumn day to bring you some truly wholesome, smile-inducing news. A US man in his mid-40s has dedicated the past 20 years, that's 20 years of his life,
mm-hmm,
20 long, long years.
Oh, God.
To knitting sweaters that match every city that he's been to. Yep,
are you
that's
kidding?
Right. Yeah. While many of us simply prepare for a holiday by saving money, researching the place that we're visiting online or learning the basics of the foreign language, Sam Barsky knits a jumper to match his upcoming trip. So if he's going to see the Eiffel Tower, he'll knit himself the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, I think that's quite clever, though.
Oh, that's cute. I reckon I could give him a run for his money with the knitting thing.
What do you...
Well, because Nanny used to teach me how to knit.
Oh, I hardly think that one scarf in the last 40 years.
It was a long bloody scarf, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's hardly like doing patterns, though. Drop one, pick one up, or whatever it is, pearl one.
Casting off here.
Casting off. Yeah. Casting, look at Dingo. What are you going to do? Oh, went to Sydney for another dance party. Oh, I've got to knit another sweater. You'll never use it because you always have your top off.
Okay, can I continue the story?
Maybe you can knit some pants.
Maybe you should knit some pants.
Anyway, it's gone crazy. He's crafted 136
amazing.
Yeah, he's been to 136 landmark things around the world, and he's knitted 136 sweaters.
Oh, my God. And can you imagine if it happened here and they just did the big things on your jumpers? Oh, the big pineapple on a jumper.
When you first hear about Sam, you think, lonely soul. But he's now got 36,000 Instagram followers, and not only that, towns around the world and cities around the world are actually paying him public appearances to come and knit their town $50,000 US. In Canada, they actually paid him $100,000 to go and knit this, whatever it was, in Montreal.
He and the hugger should get together.
They clean up. They can buy houses all over the place.
They should just get together. This thing's like a runaway train.
I'll get the knitting needles out. You get your cans out and we're set.
Oh, my God.
Joy 94.9. I don't know where to go from there.
No, okay. I don't either.
Here's Delta Goodrum sitting on top of your face.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Judd, and this is Postcards for White Privilege. This week, we roughen up in the outback visiting Australia's Uluru, aka Ayers Rock, which looks remarkably like the dirt pile that was dug out of Juddy in my backyard when we put in the 50-metre swimming pool at our house in Brighton. There's so much to see and do in Ayers Rock. Well, not actually at the Rock, but at the five-star resort that I took the family to. All thanks to this giant free plug on Postcards for White Privilege. And who do you think I saw there? None other than the world-famous blogger and my BFF, Nadia Bartel. What a coincidence. Uluru offers so many sightseeing adventures from 30 minutes to 4 hours. I chose the 30-minute tour so it didn't eat into my Aperol spritz time by the pool with Nadia. It's amazing how much you can see in 30 minutes. I even saw my first Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person thingy at the Rock. You don't see many of those at the Hawkesburn shopping mall. I was thrilled. That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege, and I'm Rebecca Judd.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. What the hell was that? What did we just listen to?
The Scissor Sisters. Let's have a kiki.
All right, okay, yeah, cool. Great. Wow.
Did it wake you up?
It woke me up. My little feet were dancing. I didn't know what I was dancing to. Now, that's it from us. We're out of here. I should make mention that Anna Murphy let the team down today. It was all over the place. And
you're just pointing fingers.
Well, she's not here. She's gone, obviously, to another gig. And, just left it in a train wreck position. That's it from us. We're out of here.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.